Welcome to Desert Vista High. This is David Valdez. I like that you guys are set up on the far end of the riser, close to the rhythm section. Not everyone has done that. It makes a big difference. Sorry to hear about your trumpet issues.
Good afternoon. Please welcome Desert Vista High School, directed by Michael Krill and Josh T.
Something like the How to Comp by Hal Crook is a very good, complete book on chord voicings and comping and accompaniment. Some of the Jamie Abersold, he's transcribed the piano comping on some of the, like I know the Blue Note tunes, and you can get some good ideas from there. Also, through the Jamie Abersold catalog, there's some very good piano voicing books that might be helpful. But simple rhythmic figures. Yeah, nice solo. Creation on the piano comping would help out a little bit. I could use more hi-hat on 2 and 4. Just accent that a little bit more, a little bit harder. Watch it, we're not puffing our cheeks. Altos. Whenever that happens, we lose some amount of control, mainly corners of our embouchure are pushed out a little bit. We don't really have that much control. Some players who can pull it off for sure and still have a good sound, but in general it's usually a detrimental thing. You're losing control of your airstream and how much pressure you're putting into the horn when your cheeks are puffed out that much. You gotta look in the mirror. Want to hear some kind of demarcation of the form from the drummer? At least do something. Turn a little corner, a little hit, a little rhythmic hit each chorus. Mark the form. Bam. During the solos. Give more structure. there. Good. Overall, nice job. Now we're struggling with half the trumpets.
That was Adam Martin on trumpet.
Two of you are holding it together, though. It's a good job.
Tenor saxophone. Jacob Barnes on trumpet. Tom Nick on alto saxophone. And last but certainly not least, the man with the slide, Brian Schamoffel on trumpet. Oh, and by the way, that was Jack Smith holding it all together and hitting things really hard. Yeah. So next we're going to do, we're going to feature Adamesh on a tenor feature, a song called Samantha by Sammy Nestico. He'll slow it down.
Time feels good here, intonation is good. Nice strong berry. I'd like to hear some vibrato here. This is a kind of romantic ballad. Warm it up. Saxes, be really aware of when we're going from unison to harmony. And lay it on thick in a tune like this. Sounds like a slightly harder reed might be worth a try for the tenor player here. Be able to get a little bit more warmth, but it sounds good. Right now it's a little bit more buzzy than it could be. If it was maybe a little bit harder. A little uncertain there. I'm not hearing the bass almost at all. I'm not hearing any keys. I can tell that the pianist is playing, but I'm not hearing any sound coming out at all. Problems here with the saxes. That's worth it to tune after the first tune. You've got such a nice, warm, full brass section. You don't want to have this intonation problems detract from the full blend of the entire horn section. Alto is just almost impossible to play in tune. We want to just get a little bit closer. We still have a pretty wide acceptable range of intonation. After about 5 or 6 cents sharp, it starts to get a little bit rough. Yeah, nice solo. Nice ending. Good job. And I think right for me right now, that's the most noticeable thing I'm hearing is intonation issues and kind of rhythm section balance issues. partly the room, partly the sound men. But if you're not hearing it on stage, don't be afraid to make constant volume changes in the middle of your set, because often things will change after the first tune.
We are going to play one more tune for you today by Greg Yasinitsky. It's a kind of jazz rumba, sounds a little like a bossa nova.
I play alto, and I am constantly struggling to play in tune.
Cafe Zanzibar. Adam again on trumpet.
After years, you start to learn the people that you're playing with. There's a trumpet player going sharper there. The brass section playing flat. You got to try to adjust to the rest of the musicians. Where's the piano at? The lead alto player really step up and take control. That's really not the realm of the band director. That's the section leaders who are in charge of that.
That's Sydney Harrison, bass.
Oftentimes, lead alto players, we want to play sharp just to hear ourselves, to make our sound distinct from the rest of the band, just so we can hear ourselves on top. We can kind of get used to hearing things 5/6 sharp. And when we actually play in tune, it feels flat. Incredibly common. It'd be worth it to take the time to iron out these intonation issues, because the rest of the band is so tight. Ensemble playing is good. Everyone has a good sound. Time is good. Here's where we need more active bass line. We'd be outlining more of the core than the root. If the bass player is only playing the root, we're not hearing the piano, it's going to make it really difficult for the soloist to blow. Solos have to be able to hear the changes. We're getting back on track here. Michael's back there with the bass player. I think we're ironed out. Yeah. At least give us root fifth. One thing, if you're comping everything on the downbeat of one as a pianist, you're not really distinguishing yourself from the bass line. So you're going to kind of lose some definition. If you're not hitting with the bass player, then we're going to hear these chords come out a little bit more over the top of the rhythm section. Form issue here. Remember, you gotta have the drummer to help us out. All the horn players, we get lost all the time. So we want help from the rhythm section to let us know when the top of the chorus is, when we should be stopping playing. If the drummer is just playing through every chorus exactly the same, we don't know when even we're supposed to stop. Drummer has to assume that no one's counting and everyone needs to have their hand held. ¶¶ getting too much of the same patterns here. Gotta break it up somehow. In the drums, bass line, piano comping, anything to keep it interesting as far as the rhythmic and chordal texture here. Drum kicks there, exciting ending, good ensemble playing. Need to get our rhythm section up to where the horn players are. A few minor intonation issues in saxophones. I think you're going to go to the next level. I look forward to seeing you in the clinic. I'm going to give you a Dropbox invite to my piano books. It might help you. How to Comp by Hal Crook is in there. Improvising Jazz Piano. We've got Jim McNeely, The Art of Comping. What else do we have in here? There's some chord voicing books. There's the Ebersole, a lot of Ebersole piano comping transcriptions. For volume 41, volume 60 of Ebersole. So I'll make sure to get that link to you at the clinic. Well, the other one might be the first one to look at would be the Dan Harley Jazz Piano Voicing Book. That would give you some variations on some different. We want to change up the comping, the voicings. We want to play the same voicings throughout. We want to kind of shift that. Even if we just have a couple different voicing options for the pianist and a few different rhythmic figures, especially for some of the Latin stuff, it would help.